Many of you have perhaps heard about the movement for a new Marian dogma. Others have never heard about it. Still others have said, yeah, I heard about it a few years back, but I haven't heard much about it recently. I thought it kind of stopped as a movement. Here's the facts about the present status and the historical movement for a fifth Marian dogma. In 1915, a wonderful cardinal from Belgium, known for being both Marian and ecumenical, Cardinal Desiré Mercier, started a movement in petitioning the Holy Father with several hundred petitions from bishops, asking that the doctrine which holds that Mary is our spiritual mother, her role as mediatrix and co-redemptrix, inferred and advocate as well, that this truth would be proclaimed as a dogma. Now remember, we presently have four dogmas regarding Mary. That she's Mother of God, that she is the perpetual virgin, that she is immaculately conceived, and that she's been assumed body and soul into heaven. Those four dogmas all have to do about Mary's relationship with Jesus or about Mary herself. This fifth dogma would be the Pope proclaiming Mary's relationship with me and you. It is her relationship to humanity. Now, this movement is almost 100 years old. Millions and millions and millions of petitions have been sent to the Holy Fathers over the years, and a great number of petitions from bishops and cardinals, well over 1,000 petitions have been sent over the course of the years as well. We even have the confirmation of church-approved private revelation that this is something that Our Lady wants. You know, it was interesting that over the course of the years, great churchmen like Fulton Sheen or Carl Adam in the spirit of Catholicism would say, this dogma isn't an if, it's a when. In other words, this is going to happen. It's only a matter of time. And so we see that even within the church and also from private revelation, heaven wants this dogma. Now, many apparitions have mentioned the call for this fifth Marian dogma. The apparitions of Mary at Amsterdam, which have been approved by the church as being of a supernatural origin, May 31st of 2002, specifically say that only with this dogma will peace enter the world. So you can see it's a continuation from the Fatima promise of the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary and peace for the world. But this is a critical component. This is the sine qua non. This dogma has to be for peace to enter the world. So, what does this movement entail, and what does Our Lady specifically ask in confirmation of this movement to achieve this goal of a fifth dogma? Two things. Number one, praying for the dogma. And through Amsterdam, she asked for a specific prayer to be prayed, the prayer of the Lady of All Nations. It goes as follows. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, send now your Spirit over the earth. Let the Holy Spirit live in the hearts of all nations, that they may be preserved from degeneration, disaster, and war. May the Lady of All Nations, the Blessed Virgin Mary, be our advocate. I think you'll agree. It's a beautiful prayer, asking Jesus to send the Holy Spirit into the hearts of all nations through the intercession of Mary's advocate. Who can be against stopping moral decay, natural disaster, and war? Those are the headlines of today, and we don't like those. It's kind of messy. This is asking Mary to enter in and bring peace. Secondly, Our Lady asks us to petition the Holy Father. Some might say, oh, you know, that's just a pressure play. No, it's not. The history of the church tells us the opposite. The canon law of our church tells us that it's our responsibility as members of the people of God to bring important issues to the mind of the Holy Father. Never pushy, always with respect for his ultimate decision, but as a service, almost like a father of the family and children asking for something of the Father that's important, that's good, that's beneficial to the family. So, two tasks for each one of us to do. Number one, to pray the prayer of the Lady of All Nations. You can get it off the internet. If you'd like us to send you free copies of that, we're happy to do that. Here's a phone number, 740-937-2277. Once again, 740-937-2277. Call us, we'll send you as many prayer cards, the prayer of the Lady of All Nations, as many as you want. 10, 100, 1,000, whatever you need, we'll send them to you free of charge. We want to get this message out. Again, Our Lady says in Amsterdam, this prayer holds a power before the throne of God that we simply we're not aware of. It's a powerful, beautiful prayer. And she says, whomever or whatever you are, I want you to pray this prayer. So that's Our Lady to you, asking you to pray for this crowning. Secondly, the petitioning of the Holy Father. You can do it online by going to fifthmariandogma.com or to motherofallpeoples.com. You can do an online petition, or you can write your own letter to the Holy Father. Pope Benedict XVI, Vatican City. Ask the Holy Father, write to him, share your thoughts about why this is the right time for this proclamation. What's clear, my friends, is we need Our Lady's help. We need her intercession. The moral decay, the levels of degeneration we're facing now are unprecedented. The natural disasters we've had plenty of, and people like the Red Cross say that's in an unprecedented degree. War and rumors of war and more to come, especially as we look carefully of the situation between Israel and Iran and the overall instability of the Middle East. Let's get heaven's help. So we do our part. It's somewhat ironic that now Mary wants us interceding for her. We are called to pray for this dogma, and we're called to petition the Holy Father for this dogma. So again, I encourage you, give us a call, get the prayer of the Lady of All Nations, 740-937-2277, or you can email us at mary@motherofallpeoples.com, or you can go to fifthmariandogma.com to send in your petition to the Holy Father. Let's do our part. And finally, if you're one who said, well, I sent a petition in, I've prayed, I haven't seen much happen. My friends, good things take time. We have to persevere in doing what is right, St. Paul tells us. Let's persevere in praying for this dogma, because the Sheens and the Carl Adams and the other commentators who said it's not if but when, they were accurate. This dogma will be, it'll be sooner if we are persevering in our prayers and our petitions for the dogma. Let's do our part, and in that way, we can see Our Lady crowned, and as she says in her Amsterdam apparitions, it is the fulfillment of the biblical prophecy, all generations will call me blessed. Let's do this for Our Lady together. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli with Mary Cass saying thanks and God bless you.